Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. If you have ever tried to learn a foreign language, other than English, if English is not your first language, you quickly learn that the English language has a lot of vague words that other languages don't. Words that mean multiple things depending on the context that you use. And for us, we use the word church to mean multiple things. Oftentimes, the word church is used to describe the building where the people of God worship. Sometimes the word church is used strictly for the institutional part of who we are. All of the structure, the magisterium, the bishops, the priests, the deacons, the parishes, and the rest. And most accurately, the church is used for the people of God, all of us gathered here, for we are the church. But if you are like me, there have been moments in your life, perhaps even today, in speaking about that second part of the church, the institution, that it can seem as if we're missing the plot. We get bogged down in minutiae of the translation of prayers. We get bogged down in arguing who is worthy and who isn't, and we miss the plot. I was trying to come up with an example from popular culture that speaks to me, and this one may work for you, it may not. But if you think back to those movies, they're like old westerns in particular, back in the 30s, if you've watched any of them, it seems like they all have a scene where there's a young girl tied to the railroad tracks, and the train, I think Bugs Bunny even has one of these, and there's a train coming. Well, it can seem at times to me that as an institution we call the church, we're more worried about stopping the train than untying the girl and saving her. we're missing the plot. Well, if you wonder what is the plot he speaks of, I just proclaimed it. Everything in today's gospel speaks to us about who we are meant to be as church. And I think as an institution, and being a priest part of this institution, we shouldn't have a gathering of more than two without praying about the last part of this gospel. Stop judging, and you won't be judged. Stop condemning, and you won't be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. Imagine if we took that seriously. If we believe that when Jesus said that, he meant it for me. And I started to live that way. And as an institution we call the church, we started to act that way. What would that do to our world? How would it make the coming fullness of the kingdom of God a little closer? Well, the church has always, even though we don't show it, believed in something we call the census fidelium, the sense of the people, what we all believe to be revealed to us by God as a church, the body of Christ. But we don't always seek it. We don't always ask it, except today in our world. This synod that we keep speaking of is the chance to get the sense of the faithful, where your hearts are at, what you believe, and what you desire. And I want to encourage you, please take part in these listening sessions. Do it after spending time in prayer, opening your heart to the movement of the Holy Spirit in you and in your family. And then come and share that. Dream a new church into being. This isn't going to happen again in any of our lifetimes. And it's a chance to say what we really think without worrying about it. Take advantage of it.